أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Where we arrived yesterday? فانطلق حتى إذا لقي غلاما
إلا الآخر
Okay, you read from here. 76, Sheikh Sahib will recite to verse 81, from 76 to 81.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. And Moses said, if I ever I ask thee about anything after this, keep me not in thy company, then wouldst thou have received full excuse from my sight. After he opened Khadr alayhi salam, raised his hand, the thumb, the index, and the middle, and make it like that, like shooting. Nowadays, he cut the head of the boy. That was so great for Musa alayhi salam. He was not able to carry that. He immediately criticized and said, how you are killing someone, slain an innocent person who had slain none? Truly a fool thing has thou done. You have made something strange, foolish, by killing that boy. Huh? Foul. What's foul? By killing that boy. He didn't kill him, he crushed him. He took his head completely. Means he did something against the message, the discipline, the Sharia of Musa. So he was not able to accept because Musa was following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him. So in his message, the message that Allah gave to him, you cannot kill someone. So how he is killing? So it was something that he cannot accept it, he immediately said, no, that is a foul, dirty thing, strange, something strange. Cannot do that. Why? I cannot do that. I told you from beginning, don't follow me. You are not able to follow me because I'm going to do things against what you are teaching. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me of knowledge that he did not give to you. What he gave to you didn't give to me. So you cannot come and criticize me and complain about what I am doing. And this means, في علم الحقائق, in the knowledge of realities, that Sayyidina al-Khadr alayhi salam, when he killed the boy, he didn't cut him slowly, but he took completely his head, means he crushed completely the ego of the self. In order not the ego of the self another time can revive and raise its head. Completely crushing, destroying it. Because if someone cuts your neck, you might go an operation and they might, what you say? Stitch. One time a person came to us, we had a hospital in Jeddah in the 80s, early 80s, and someone was cutting ceramic tiles by this, what you so called that, electric saw, and that blade went out and cut his neck. His neck, they brought him to the hospital, his head was turning. There was nothing. The two veins were cut, only what is left is the bone and his spine. If the spine was cut, finished. He went, operation might be 12 hours. And he went into intensive care for more than 15, 20 days. And he recovered, but he lost his voice completely. He was a sheikh from Lebanon. His brother was a sheikh from Lebanon. And after 1 year, they sent him to London, because he used to work for a big company. They sent him to London to check if he can speak. They went there and they said, there is no way possibility to speak because his vocal cord were cut. But there is a slight chance, which doctors are not recommending, because there is danger on his health. At that time, Maulana Sheikh Nazim was in London. So his brother, the Sheikh, went to Maulana Sheikh Nazim asking him to come and visit his brother at the hospital and to pray for him. So Maulana Sheikh Nazim went there. He saw the brother. He saw the patient. And he read on him. And then he gave him an Arabic medicine, herbal medicine. And he said, don't do the operation. Use that herbal medicine for 40 days. And inshallah, Allah give you back your voice. After 40 days, that person was able to speak. Still he is living in Lebanon. So cutting might have a chance to stitching it. But taking his head completely, no chance. That Khadr what he did. Took the head, means took the head of the ego. Completely he killed the ego. Killed the ego of the self, building up the reality, ilm al-haqa'iq in Musa alayhi salam, preparing him to the third level, to the third stage, from the ilm that was specified to Khidr. That doesn't mean that Khidr knows more than Musa alayhi salam. No. Musa is higher than Khidr alayhi salam. But that kind of ilm, Allah gave it to Khidr. No one say why, what Allah wants to give. So what Musa said, قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. He said, Khidr alayhi salam said to Musa, Didn't I say to you, didn't I tell you that you cannot be patient with me? He said, please, don't. Now I will try to be patient. And if I ask you one more thing or I complain, then you will be excused from my side. Allah Allah. وَالْإِعْتِزَارُ عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ مَحْوِ أَثَرِ الزَّنْبِ. And when you apologize, it means that you are asking forgiveness, and Allah will grant forgiveness for you when you ask your Lord that, oh Allah, forgive me. And what he said, قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا, means because I complained, although you were preparing me for ilm al-haqa'iq, but means myself is still struggling. Now for the third time, if I am not qualified for that, you can be on your own. وفي الحديث النبوي, that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, that رحم الله أخي موسى, may Allah bless my brother Musa, استحيا فقال ذلك لو لبث مع صاحبه لأبصر أعجب الأعاجيب. He said Musa was feeling shy from Khadr alayhi salam, and that's why he said for the third time, if I will complain or I question you, you will be free and I will be free, because he felt shy from Khadr. But if he was not shy and was patient, he would have seen miracles of miracles from Khadr alayhi salam. But that knowledge, he cut it down. وفي الخصائص الصغرى من خصائصه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه جمعت له الشريعة والحقيقة. From the specialty of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he combined perfectly Sharia and Haqiqa. Both knowledges were given to Prophet. No other Prophet has been given the two kind of knowledge except Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِلْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَّا أَحَدُهُمْ. For all other Prophet, they were had one only, either ilmu al-haqiqa or ilmu sharia. And the proof is the story of Musa and Khadr alayhi salam. وَالْمُرَادُ بِالشَّرِيعَ الْحُكْمُ بِالظَّاهِرِ وَبِالْحَقِيقَ الْحُكْمُ بِالْبَاطِنِ. What is mean sharia? Means to give a decision according to the external knowledge, to the ilmu al-zahir, to the jurisprudence. And what is meaning by batin is to give a decision according to ilmu al-haqa'iq, the knowledge of realities. A big difference. That in asab falahu ajr, ajran, wa in akhta falahu ajr, qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a judge, qadin, if a judge made a correct decision, he will get two rewards. If he make wrong decision, he will get one reward. Why he said that, Prophet? Because that it is ilmu zahir. It is still, there is a question mark. Whatever he is going to give on decision, it is still a human decision. But ilmu al-haqa'iq, it's not anymore a human decision, like Sayyidina al-Khidr. It's something coming order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make a hole in the ship, kill the boy, build up the wall. So there is no there doubt. There is no anymore a question mark from ilmu al-haqa'iq. And that's why ilmu al-haqa'iq is necessary to understand hukm ilmu al-shara'iq. Or else you will be in what? In a question mark. Like Imam Malik, what he said? Imam Malik said, من تفقها من تصوف ولم يتفقه فقد تزندق. Whoever study تصوف, means علم الحقائق, without sharia, that person will be corrupted because he doesn't understand anything. And that one, and woman تفقه ولم يتصوف فقد تفسق. And the one that study sharia without study حقيقه, he become hypocrite or corrupted. Same, similar meaning. وَمَنْ تَفَقَّهَ وَتَصَوَّفَ Imam Malik said, and the one that he study Sharia and study Haqiqa, فَقَدْ تَحَقَّقْ He reached reality. He reached perfection. And that was given to Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وَقَدْ نَصَّ الْعُلَمَاءُ عَلَى أَنَّ غَالِبَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِنَّمَا بُعِثُوا لِيَحْكُمُوا بِالظَّاهِرِ دُونَ مَا اطَّلَعُوا عَلَيْهِ
That scholar said that all Anbiya, إِنَّ غَالَبَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ Majority of Anbiya, Allah has sent them with the Sharia to go along with the Sharia. Without looking on what are the بواطن الأمور, the other side of issues related to spirituality and related to علم الحقائق, the knowledge of realities.
Khadr alayhi salam, Allah sent him with a message only from Bawatin al-Umur.
That's why he didn't send him to humanity openly. He didn't expose him. Khadr alayhi salam with his message is not like another prophet, it's open. It was only hidden behind the scene. Something that Allah specialized him in, something that he did not order him to say it in public. And that's why we didn't know anything about Sayyidina al-Khidr except from the story of Sayyidina Musa.
And what Musa said when he killed the boy, he said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا
You made something foul, strange. He said, how I made something strange? It's not by my order, Ya Musa. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me directly.
فَقَالَ لَهُ الْخَضِرُ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِ I didn't do it by my order.
ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا It's coming after.
That I didn't do it according to what I want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to do that. Because I have a knowledge from Allah that I have been ordered to follow. And you are not allowed to follow. And you have a knowledge from Allah that you have ordered to follow and I am not ordered to follow.
Understood? Huh? I repeat. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Means everyone, Allah gave him a different knowledge that he is not, he follow that knowledge and he is not obliged to follow the other one. So what Allah gave me as Khadr, I will follow and I am not responsible or obliged to follow your Sharia. I will follow what Allah gave to me. And you have to follow what Allah gave to you and you are not obliged to follow me. Because I am going to destroy batil. Because there are two kinds of batil. Al-batil zahiri, external batil, and then is a hidden batil. There must be some people for hidden batil to destroy. According to Musa, that boy was innocent. According to Khidr, no. Because that boy, if they left him, he would be coming a kafir, unbeliever, and he is going to destroy both of his parents. So, he was looking at the end, khawatim al-umur. And that's why looking at the end of matters, what is going to happen. And that's why we say that in this dunya, we are living in maqam al-talawwun, maqam al-talween, the colorful state. Every day we are in a different mood. Every day we are in a different situation, colorful. But the importance is how you are going to die. The last moment. How is your soul going out? Are you going on to paradise or are you going to punishment? That's why Rabi' al-Adawiyah was crying. And scholars came to her and said, Ya Rabi', why are you crying? She said, I need an answer to my worry. They said, what kind of answer? She said, if Israel come to me now, the angel of death, taking my soul, he's going to take it with mercy or with punishment? Can anyone give me an answer? No. How they can give answer? So that is the important.
how you are going to face your Lord. Is Allah going to be satisfied from you, or you are going to be feeling shy from Allah's question to you? So that's why what happened, Khadr alayhi salam took the ball. And that's why he is taking, means taking the ego. You cannot go to your Lord with your ego. Every one of us has a big ego, huge ego. When you ask him what you are, he cannot say. What color you are, he cannot say. What is your background? King. I'm big king. And my wife is the queen. Because he thinks he is the best. Who knows better, more than you? No one. Who knows more than you? No one. Who knows more than you? No one. Who knows more than you? No one. Show me one person, he will bow his head and say, yeah, you are correct, I am wrong. Where is that one? Is there anyone? Everyone thinks that he is the highest. Like Fir'aun. What Fir'aun said? Ana rabbukum a'la. I am the highest ilah, Lord to be worshipped. That is the ego. That is what is the danger. People sit, listening, go out. That's why difference between normal people and awliya. Awliya, when they hear, it comes and stays in their heart. Normal people, when they hear, it comes, goes here, goes out from here. Didn't appear.
وقال وفي تفسير ابن حبان والجمهور.
One of the big Salafi, Ibn Hibban, the big Salafi scholar, and the scholar of علماء, said that خضر عليه السلام, إن الخضر نبي. Not like today, some people, they say what they say. An ordinary man is not Nabi. He's a man. Not? Many people nowadays, this type modernist, activist, Islamist, East people, not West, East people, they say what? He's a man. Salaf, Saleh, they say he is a Nabi.
And his knowledge only, وَكَانَ عِلْمُهُ مَعْرِفَةُ بَوَاطِنِ الْأُمُورِ فقط, only.
His knowledge was only specialized in knowing the realities of every knowledge, what is behind it. Any matter, what is behind that matter. That is his knowledge.
حقائق الأمور. بواطن حقائق الأمور. أُوحِيَتْ إِلَيْهِ أَيْ لِيَعْمَلْ بِهَا.
It has been revealed to him to do it accordingly, to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do.
وعلم موسى الحكم بالظاهر.
And for Musa alayhi salam was his knowledge to do according the discipline and the sharia, the external knowledge, how it has should be between the people. This is what Musa alayhi salam's knowledge.
Without interfering in any of the hidden علم البواطن, علم الحقائق.
Sayyidina Musa was not allowed to do anything related to علم البواطن.
ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's why they are coming here, Ibn Hibban and the consensus of ulama, to say that our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم حكم بالظاهر في أغلب أحواله وحكم بالباطن في بعضها.
Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in many cases, he gave a decision according to the external situation, and in many other issues, gave according to the internal, علم الحقائق, internal issues. So he is the only prophet that was carrying the two kind of realities, knowledges.
Allah, 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 look what he is saying. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفِ أَنَّ الْخَضِرَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إلى الآن.
What he said?
إلى الآن, until today. بعض السلف, from the Salaf, الصالح,
from the first, second, third century Hijri, from that kind of scholars,
they said that خضر عليه السلام إلى الآن, until today, ينفذ الحكم بالحقيقة.
That he is between a human being executing the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between humanity according to ilm al-haqa. This is not us, this is Salaf al-Salaf. What they say today, these activists, Islamists, modernists, oh, there is no Khadr, where is Khadr? Salaf al-Salih, they're more than done, scholar. They say, no, still today, ila al-an, until today. Look what they are saying. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ فَجْأَةً هُوَ الَّذِي يَقْتُلُهُ. And those people who die suddenly, without any sickness, without anything by accident or by sickness or without sickness by accident or suddenly they die, behind them is Khadr alayhi salam. For a hikmah, a wisdom that Allah knows. فَإِن صَحَّ ذَلِكْ, that is their assumption. If that is what's correct, فَهُوَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِطَرِيكِ النِّيَابَةِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. If that assumption, which is the consensus of scholars in the Salaf, between the Salaf, if that assumption was correct, means Khadr alayhi salam is still today between the Ummah executing the decisions, means he is standing on the foot, what you say on this foot, at the foot of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means he is representing Prophet like Khalifa, Naib. What you say, Naib? On behalf, representative, representing the ilm al-haqa'iq, which is going till the end of the day. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time was, he was executing ilm al-haqa'iq. Well, Prophet went to his Lord, Sayyidina Khidr, according to that assumption of scholars, that he is executing what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to be executed of ilm al-haqa'iq. Because of that, فَإِنَّهُ بِحُكْمِ ذَلِكَ, that was make a hukum, a judgment, that he became follower of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became one of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He أصبح من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما صار عيسى بن مريم, as عيسى بن مريم, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him from the Ummah of Muhammad and to witness on the prophecy of Muhammad. Allah accepted him. So Khadr alayhi salam is from the Ummah of Muhammad as Isa is from the Ummah of Muhammad. وَفِيهِ أَنَّ عِيسَى, there is another قول. What you say قول? Saying that Isa alayhi salam اجتمع بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, met with Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة الإسراء والمعراج في بيت المقدس. See, in Masjid al-Aqsa, he met with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and become also, because he met with him in dunya, because Sayyidina Isa didn't die, Allah raised him to paradise. So since he met Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became a sahabi also. Besides he is a prophet, Uli Azam, he became also, he been taken that tajalli of sahabi also. And the tajalli that he is from the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is mentioned in the book of Insanul Uyun. And the man who is said also that according to Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, that as Isa became a Sahabi, also Khadr alayhi salam and Ilyas alayhi salam, because they met with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we mentioned that before, when he went with Anas, and he heard a voice coming from out the cave, and then Sayyidina Muhammad, we told that story before, 3 or 4 sessions ago. So Ilyas met with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Khadr, they become also two Sahabis. And they are still Prophets. And not only that, this is to show the honor of our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all these 3 Anbiyas ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 3 prophets ask Allah to be from the Ummatul Nabi, nation of Muhammad. That is an honor for our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad. This one of them is Nabi Ulul Azam, from Ulul Azam, Sayyidina Isa, and the other 2, Khadr alayhi salam and Ilyas, 3 of them ask, Ya Allah, make us from Ummatul Nabi. That is honor for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah has delayed them, didn't take their soul until they appear in the last days and they witness on the prophecy of Sayyidina Muhammad and that he is the seals of messengers. Fantalaka. After that, Fantalaka. What's that? Fantalaka. Then they proceeded until when they came to the inhabitants of a town. Fantalaka hatta idha ataya ahla qaryatin. Fantalaka. What's where? Where they went? How many years they went? Which direction they went? He took him after preparing him by destroying the ship, killing the boy, preparing him now to a bigger event. And Ahlul Haqa'iq, the awliyas, people of knowledge, they say that ship represent what we said, the animal life that we are living in. That is the an-nafs al-ammara. The first level is the nafs at what? Al-ammara. Because it is the ship where you are sailing in. This is your, means your body. You are in that ship, in that body. Ego has to have a body. Without body, there is no ego. So you need the body. Not? So that body is where is the cage of our spirit. The spirit is in cage because of the body and the ego. So what he did? He began to destroy that ship. Means destroying the body of yourself. How? By excessive worshipness and less food through seclusions. When he began to less on food for you, every day you were eating three times and a plate that full of food, and you are not satisfied, also you need the plate that it is in the hands of your brothers and sisters. Is that? If we have here plates and we want to take, I see many people, they say, give me that plate there. Eat from the plate near you. Why you want the plate there? The eyes are greedy, not satisfied. So what happened? He made the food less on him. Awliya, make the food less. So what will happen? You begin to struggle in that road, in that way. I am going to eat one bowl of soup or seven olives a day. How am I going to live? So the ego begin to struggle with you. And what he did in that suluk, al-musuluk, in that way, in the second level, he destroyed your ego completely. He killed your ego. So now, the body has no control because the ego left. When the ego left, what happened? Third now, fantalaka. Now, moving into continuous, the third road now. Inna Allaha witrun wa yuhib al-witr. Allah is one and He likes everything that end with one. And we pray Salatul Witr three rak'ats. He ended by one. And this is three levels. Means that showing Him the highest level. Fantalaqa, moved. For how many years Allah knows? Where He took him? Allah knows. What kind of a town? They say, what's kind in the translation they say? They say, then they proceeded until when they came to the inhabitants of a town, they asked them for food, but they refused them hospitality. They found there a wall on the point of falling down, but he set it up straight. Moses said, if thou hadst wished, surely thou couldst have exacted some recompense for it. He went to a town. What kind of a town? He went. And Ahlul Haqiqah, when you reach the third level, first, Maqam, Al-Mubtadi, Musta'id, Murid. Three levels here. First, Maqam Al-Mubtadi, you are a beginner. When you become a beginner, they give you a little bit time to play. Then, Musta'id, you are, what Musta'id? Certain of what you are doing. Then you become to a real murid disciple, follower. So now he is taking him
And when you become a murid, they will take you into the presence of Allah. In that presence, you will be fil hadra al-Muhammadiyya, in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a real murid. Real murid is when you can hear tasbihul malaik. That is iman. First level of iman in ilmul haqa'iq, when you hear tasbihul malaik, you can begin to hear the angels praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is first level of iman. That's when the murid reach that level. So what kind of a tongue? That tongue is the divine state, showing him what to be seen. He took him there, فَانْتَلَقَى حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ. They come to a people of that inhabitants of that town. Who are these people? مُدَلَى نُجَبَى نُقَبَى أَوْتَاد أَخْيَارِ. Five different group of awliya. They were honored to see Musa at that time, in his time. And فَاسْتَطَعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوا. They asked for food, they said, no, we cannot give you food. Why? We keep this for next time. Say what kind of food they asked, and what they gave them, and we say what is the external meaning of it, and what is the haqiqah behind it.